Coming up, a plan to overhaul Iowa's mental health system awaits a signature from Governor Reynolds to become law. And later, you can sample beer to benefit Willis Dady Homeless Services. Plus, 8 tornadoes arrived in Iowa Tuesday. Welcome to the Friday, April 19th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, a plan to overhaul Iowa's mental health system is awaiting the governor's signature. House File 2673 would combine Iowa's 32 mental health and substance use regions into 7 unified behavioral health districts. Each district would be overseen by an advisory board of local providers and government officials. These districts would be created on or before August 1st, and the organizations administering services would be selected by December 31st. Advocates hope the changes will improve access for patients. The new system would provide equitable statewide access to all services and offer specialized services with a focus on at-risk populations. That includes children, young adults, individuals with disabilities, pregnant women, older Iowans, and those with limited access to financial resources. Advocates still have questions, like how services like mental health access centers would be affected by the changes. The centers provide care for adults experiencing a mental health or substance use disorder crisis rather than going to an emergency room or to jail. Senator Sarah Trone Garriott, a Democrat from Waukee, asked what steps would be taken to keep people, quote, from falling through the cracks, end quote, during the transition. Senator Trone Garriott said, quote, I still have these concerns while knowing that there is good that can come from this legislation. And the biggest concern of all that I have is that we are rearranging, but once again, not investing in the resources that Iowans clearly need. There is no new money for mental health, end quote. For a closer look at what House File 2673 would do, read the story linked in this episode's description. Next, Willis Dady's annual Hops for Housing fundraiser will be held April 27th from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the hotel at Kirkwood Center. The event will feature samples from more than 20 local and national breweries and cideries. Other activities include a silent auction and awareness-raising games. Of course, the fundraiser benefits Willis Dady, which provides homeless prevention, housing, emergency shelter, employment, and veteran services to those who are homeless or close to homelessness in Linn County. This year, the nonprofit hopes to raise $10,000. Tickets are $40 in advance and $45 at the door. The first tornadoes of 2024 came to Iowa on Tuesday. In fact, the National Weather Service recorded 8 of them, one in Dallas County and Buchanan County, 2 in Calhoun County, and 3 in Pocahontas County. Another tornado passed through Lee, Des Moines, and Henry counties. According to the National Weather Service, no injuries were reported. The strongest of this batch of tornadoes touched down in southeast Iowa in Lee County at 4:25 p.m. It was a 600-yard-wide EF2 with winds of about 130 miles per hour. It traveled 42 miles before ending at 5:21 p.m. The worst damage occurred at a farmstead north of New London in Henry County. That's where a brick house lost its roof. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids. Today will be cloudy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 31 degrees. Saturday will be partly cloudy with similar temperatures to today. Sunday will be sunny. Anticipate a high of 60 degrees and a low of 35 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Eastern Iowa news at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.